keeping you up to date with all the latest SEO and web development news. With a little flavour added in.
Well, now let's have a little bit.
Detroit Style, the Trademark Productions weekly podcast radio show, coming live from Detroit.
Well, actually, Royal Oak. No one really lives in Detroit anymore.
Yep, Trademark Productions SEO podcast radio show. It's a super duper unbelievably cold morning here in Detroit. Big paradigm shift over the past couple days, going from like 55 degrees on Tuesday, and now it's like 9 degrees.
There's no climate change.
No climate change. It's just Detroit. So
exactly.
Lots of interesting things going on, and we've got Darius Chiniste, who came back. He's back from the West Coast. He was out seeing some acquaintances in the San Francisco area. He coincidentally did bring us back a rainbow flag, so thank you, Daria. Appreciate the flag for the office. But what happened out there with Steven and Jimmy and Rolando?
Well, just for the record, since you know this will be broadcast to millions, I was at a food trade show actually in San Francisco, the Winter Fancy Food Show, as it were.
Fancy.
And the one thing, you know, I'm just curious. Every time I go to a food show, I know some companies personally have spent, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars to participate at these things. I just always wonder what the return is. But nonetheless, I'm back. It was interesting.
So what kind of return did you bring? What'd you learn? What's good?
What did I learn from the show?
Yeah.
I learned from the show that I don't know how much value there is in doing trade shows.
Yeah, I think it's a very convoluted market anymore. And with the economy taking a huge change, I think probably for the past decade, a lot of companies have considered tremendously what the value of those are. I think they're very overrated, not to mention all the union fees you pay inside of there.
Oh, I think I paid $400 to move three boxes.
And you get raped on the attendee aspect, too.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the amount of money it is for sessions. And sometimes, even with sessions, in our industry at least, a lot of the information is so regurgitated and it seems to be replicated. And I think a lot of times they just put sessions together to have sessions, to have content.
Yeah.
It makes people think that there's something there. So
I think if you've got a certain threshold, you know, it makes sense to, you know, see all your customers in one spot. But I think you got to be, you know, you got to have a certain threshold for a small company. I don't know how much real value there is, but
yeah, smaller companies, it's not very viable for them to do something like that, in my opinion. But
I concur.
Who am I? So Mike is with us as well. He did show up for the podcast, was able to make it to it. And we've got a lot of cool things to talk about. It might be a little bit of an extended podcast, but I do want to give a big shout-out, a big fist pump from the east side to Brennan. Because, Brennan, I know you listen to these and you take great value in what we have to say and what we talk about, and I appreciate the feedback and comments this week. And you keep on struggling along, and we'll keep giving you the information you like to chew up and swallow and regurgitate.
Is that a theme today?
That might be the theme. I don't know. But, wow, who wants to start first? There's just so much shit going on.
I'll throw out one. I wanted to talk about something else, but I'll throw out one little tidbit that I thought.
Speak into the mic.
Sorry. Can you hear me now? Okay. One little tidbit I found, a study from eMarketer about online ad spending is projected to surpass print for the first time in 2012. They threw some numbers out. Online advertising expected to generate $39.5 billion in sales, 23% increase from 2011.
It's all speculation. I tend to agree with a lot of it, but there's just so much money being spent online, and so many people are moving their budgets. We've seen so much with our clients. I'm sure you have as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was years ago that you weren't testing the water so much in online, but now because of all the metrics and how it's driven and how simplistic and easy it is, not to mention all the traditional media methods, the media pushers out there, traditional agencies, they call it their digital interactive section, and now it's just part of their agency that they do web, the interactive department or search department.
Surely the intern.
they throw a lot of money at that shit. I mean, The big dogs and the big publishers, even the remnant marketers, are all out there pushing hard against the agencies to take a big chunk of those budgets. And, of course, they want to get everybody out there on their tweets, on their Twitters. Yep, there's some of the birds. Sam, we have a bird here in the office. But on the social front, and make sure that they're communicating. I mean, even with the purchase and integration of Radiant 6 with Salesforce onto the Force platform, I mean, that's huge. So a lot of money is being derived over to that. So that does not surprise me at all. People just don't want to really buy billboards. Although I still see a lot of reasons why you want traditional media, because you need to have that brand saturation. And it's a long-term measurement in sales. I think a great case study that anybody can look up online is, we all remember Mustafa, whoever the hell he is, but the Old Spice guy.
Yep.
And the campaign that happened a year and a half ago in the summer. And the immediate response to tweets and video responses in a live social environment. Old Spice, that helped it reinvigorate the brand, but they did see a direct the following quarter of about a 23% increase in retail sales. So the brand exposure did make people, when they went to the supermarkets, the Krogers, the Walmarts, wherever, and they did buy those products. So there was a direct correlation to it. But, I mean, you can imagine. Imagine the amount of investment they made. Those huge media buys. So, I mean, millions and millions and millions of dollars. So,
I remember seeing the shelves completely empty of Old Spice and CBS.
So you were looking?
I actually took a photo like a couple of days afterward, and they were completely empty.
That resulted you go into the Axe body spray?
No.
Yeah.
I'm still rocking the Old Spice.
Still rocking the
Old Spice. Yeah, but the thing that Old Spice did, too, that was very...
What did the guys rock out in San Fran, Dar?
Jean-Paul Gaultier. No, but the thing that Old Spice did that was intelligent, too, was, you know, there was a lot written, too, about them responding to, you know, all the tweets and the comments and, you know, engaging the people. So it wasn't just putting it out there one way. It was
innovation.
It was them, you know, using it as a launch point. So,
well, they rolled the dice on it, and they hit a Yo 11. You know, they definitely hit it right off the bat, and everybody won. So that was a great thing.
Is that a degenerate gambler reference?
Maybe. I don't know.
Sorry.
So, where do you want to go, Mike?
I mean, there was a lot of stuff that happened this week. The biggest thing, obviously, was the blackout on Wednesday.
Yeah.
For Wikipedia, Reddit, Mozilla, and...
Mozilla?
Yeah. Mozilla, Firefox.
Mozilla.
Oh, Mozilla, excuse me.
That's the French pronunciation.
My mistake. but they blacked out their website. Imgur blacked out their website. And the whole
Wired thing. Was awesome.
Yeah, Wired was really
cool.
Did
you see Wired? Yeah. Oh, that was just badass.
Yeah, it was really cool. And it actually had a pretty big effect.
It worked.
Yeah. Two of the co-sponsors, one from Pippa and one from SOPA, both pulled their support of the bills. And then this all followed... President Obama's announcement of that he wasn't supporting the bills last Wednesday or last weekend.
What exactly did Obama say?
He said that the bills promoted censorship and had security concerns over them, and that I think was one of the biggest things that could have happened, because he basically, in a really roundabout way, said he was going to veto the bills if they went through.
And what ended up happening to the I guess it's the Defense Department's website yesterday?
Yeah, Anonymous pulled.
Bang.
Anonymous hacked the Department of Justice, FBI, and another website, I can't remember, another government website, for taking down Mega Upload, which is kind of funny because the day after the SOPA and PIPA protests, the government shut down Mega Upload for piracy.
Yeah, so that's good that they're at least taking the steps. There's a lot of very, very intelligent people, which, you know, maybe the government officials are just going to go after those guys that hack them just so they can come work for them.
Yeah,
probably. There's a lot of job opportunities there. Like, let's get these guys to take our website offline.
And the funny thing about Anonymous is most of those people in Anonymous are young kids. You know, you know, 16 to 25, and they're just people living in their parents' basement and doing internet.
A couple of them are even with the Zetas.
Yeah.
Out of water.
And just one final one on that. Again, I don't want to get too political, but it came up yesterday in the debate, the Republican debate.
Yeah.
What they would. And I was kind of surprised that they pretty much seemed to all be in agreement with more or less what what Obama said.
Mm-hmm. Especially Romney. I mean, he flat out came out and said he was completely opposed to SOPA.
Right.
He has to. I mean, he would be fucking stupid.
No, otherwise. I agree. Yeah, and then Ron Paul's been opposed to it from the moment it was announced. you know, and that guy is just using the internet for all sorts of glory.
Yeah, well, I mean, everybody's taking a very, very close look at the success Obama had in 2008 with the use of social media and online, and he gained a ton of young voters.
Oh, yeah.
So they want to jump off to that, so you're not going to piss them off and tell them, I want to regulate Facebook so it's not used during business hours.
And,
I mean,
and Newt Gingrich even said at one point that his, something about turning point in the campaign or whatever, and his was making it an internet campaign. That was his big proclamation that, you know, he was the internet.
Now, is that to solicit hookers for his open marriage status?
It might be. One of the things that I saw that was also really interesting is a lot of people running for Congress and Senate are using Reddit's IMA, the IMA.
Yeah, I've noticed that too.
You know, forum to talk about, you know, talk about the issues and stuff and get direct engagement with potential voters, and it's working. So social media is huge in politics now.
Is it?
It is.
Dar,
when you run for county commissioner, we'll
hit that up.
Yeah.
Yes, we will.
And Dario, we have a special guest calling in right now. Are you there?
Hi, Dario. You
yes.
It's Larry.
Hey, Larry. How are you?
What's up, Larry? You know, I had really enjoyed our time together last week in San Francisco. And I'm hoping that, as promised, you didn't take my initials out of your shaved chest hair. But I got to run because I have to go to the Jacks meeting. So I'll talk to you later.
Thank Bye, you, Larry, for calling in. Appreciate you calling in and touching in with Dario. Let's talk about some search crap that's happened in the past week.
This show has really gone downhill in a week since I've been here.
Kind of a little comedy to it, I suppose.
2 weeks.
No, well, yeah, 2 weeks since we...
2 weeks.
Yeah, there's been a lot of stuff going on. So, personalized search. I am a little bit besides myself, but, I mean, just this morning now, too, some other things went on. So many algorithmic changes are happening over at Google, and it's... pretty amazing. I think we're going to see the evolution of SEO and SEOs, as I would call myself, the evolution of the name no longer being, I guess you could say, farmers used to be called farmers, and now they're probably agricultural engineers. They become more technical and more broad stroke, but I guess a search social optimization expert. Because the social signals that are now being implemented along with the algorithmic update that was being pushed out globally last week with Google's Plus integration, and now this week, I guess the Search Plus, and your ranking reports don't mean shit anymore. Because if you were to go search for something simplistic, well, I've got two different gripes. I've got one is... Man, the paradigm shift of how this is happening is just really, really, really crazy. And I think the early adopters and people that really spend some time and invest some time in keeping up with the reputation of their company, their brand, their individual, is really going to be the ones that are – the early adopters are going to be the ones that are going to make the difference. And there's just so much sites and crap that are being put out there for you to do so. So there's some opportunities. But again – This industry moves so damn quick and evolves so quickly. An industry friend told me about 2 weeks ago and said it's like our industry moves like a dog does in their lifetime, where we have internet dog years. So in 1 year, it's like 7 years of a normal person's evolution is what happens in our technology. So there's a lot of good that goes out of this. Don't take my negativity the wrong way, but you're now going to have, I guess, more of like a Search Plus integration. Where if, Dar, you're in San Francisco and you search for something as broad as credit cards, and I search for credit cards here in Detroit, Michigan, and Mike goes down to Fort Lauderdale and searches the same thing, whether you're logged in or out of your Google account, there is going to be a difference in those search results. But you're going to see, let's just say you're logged out of your Google account, you are going to see a tremendously different amount of search results, and a lot of it being based on local localization, but there's also integration of social components and news trends and other things. So a huge influence based on friends' search histories, local search results, brand mentions in social media and on other web pages, queried deserves images, video, products, news, freshness, diversity, brand mentions, there's just so much that's now put into it. So ranking reports to say that, well, Larry, you ranked number 2 for credit cards this week on Google at one of the 24 data centers, blah, 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 blah. It's kind of obsolete at this point. And I think there's some good information that's going to be coming out of that as well, because within Webmaster Tools, you get to see the amount of terms that you're being found for, but then you also get to see the amount of convergence that happens from those terms, not only directly from search engines, especially in Google, and then the impressions that you're getting for a term like that. So a brand exposure point, your click-through ratio that's coming in for those types of words out of organic, but now also your social mentions and, I guess, the amount of plus or social influence you have. So there's a number of different new metrics to, I guess, evolve to and go through, and it's just up to people like myself and the other two sitting at this table to make sense out of all this shit for our clients who have a retention level of my 2.5-year-old daughter.
So are you going to see from as an SEO expert, before, if the request was I want to come up first for swimming pools or whatever it is, what is that going to shift to some other new objective? Or
yeah it really is
is it going to become more granular?
I still think it's a lot about geo specifics, but now you have so many new companies that are changing their business strategies. The local business directory sites. There's a number of sites out there where you can go ahead and just stake your claims. There's a lot of strategies we use for reputation management that are free type of sites where you can stake your claim on those as well. Relevant content, but also activities. So social mentions, what other people are talking about the brand in specific, or those individuals, or their services associated with those individuals, the frequency of those and the authority of where those are coming from, aggregated in a live environment. So does that answer your question?
Yeah.
You've got to be active out there. And like we've said so many times, even months ago, you need to be active in social media. I am a huge neglecter of it. It's socially for me, just from a friendship standpoint of view, and air out some of my aggravations with things. But we do take on strategies like that for our clients. And we do see some ancillary type of benefits happening down the road from those. So, just huge, huge, huge different changes. And now this morning was pushed out. Search Engine Journal, Danny Sullivan, who's a huge, huge factor. So if you guys aren't reading that, you should be. But he released an article this morning that now Google has an algorithmic change again. And this one's more of a penalty type of an algorithm, I guess you could look at it from a lot. But people that are doing a lot of affiliate or have a lot of commission-based or... I guess conversion points that's monetized, but it's going to be more for above the fold advertisements.
Yeah.
So they're taking in consideration the amount of advertisements, what type of message that's pushing through to a end user, and then giving it a value based into their other huge value based algorithmic system to determine whether or not it's legitimate, should it be ranked where it should be ranked. Blah, 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 blah. And I think they're just trying to make it so it's a little bit cleaner. However, he also points out in the article, which is extremely funny, that if you search for credit cards in Google and above the fold on a regular 1028 by something is the standard screen size for like a 21, 22-inch screen, you're going to be full of about 4 or 5 ads on the top under the search return, and then also along the right-hand side. So you barely see the first organic result when you search for credit cards in Google. So I don't know about that as far as being a quality issue, but again, they own it, so stock prices reflect it. And this could be an answer, too, that they had a lighter end of their fourth quarter earnings report that they released yesterday, too. They missed the mark by about $3 a share. So this might be an answer to trying to get more people and pushing them to advertise, because they're going to get better visibility inside of Google Search. I don't know, just suggesting. So lots of cool stuff going on. So I guess in summary, let's wrap this up, because we've probably been a little long-winded today at 18 minutes. Keep these convenient for people on their 20-minute cardio at the gym.
Exactly.
Want to stay updated.
Working out to TM.
Working out to TM.
There you go.
It's our new slogan.
Yeah. And so ranking reports, they're kind of a dead deal. You have a huge integration of Search Plus that's happening in results, logged in or not. it's really hard to rank globally or nationally or regionally for specific terms anymore. It's not, but you have to have activity from a lot of different places and environments in order for that to happen.
Let me. Sorry, I don't want to. Well, I do want to interrupt you because I want to throw something out there.
Oh, wait a minute. Is that Larry? Is Larry here? Is he calling in? Yeah, I think Larry's on the phone. Go ahead. Go ahead, Larry. Larry, what's so funny?
Sorry, I pocket dialed you.
Go ahead.
No, the comment you made about the you know, how fast the technology moves and how most, especially small and medium-sized businesses, aren't early adopters. You know, what would be some tips in that realm to try and stay on top of it?
Well, Larry, thanks for calling in.
You're welcome.
I'm sorry, Larry.
You're welcome.
I think the adoption you need to do is remain educated. You really need to invest in the equity of your company or your brand to look at all the different sites that are out there. Really look at some of the large competitors, ones that you don't even choose or cannot financially afford to compete with. And look at some of the different spaces that they're participating in and really factor in some of the cost benefits of you being there or not being there.
But do you think sometimes the biggest competitors are the most effective marketers in...
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, we're talking about an issue right now with 5-Hour Energy and them targeting the workplace right now with one of our customers. And their product's nothing that great, but they are targeting employers to get people to do vending of 5-Hour Energy in the office because, they're basically looking for a 30-plus type of a company, put a vending machine in there, get them to agree to buy something, but keeps up worker productivity, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. But, I mean, they're doing campaigns right now on a national – well, here, at least in Detroit, that I'm hearing – I haven't talked to their media buyers yet, but they're saturating some of the radio stations pretty heavily in regards to doing that.
I couldn't imagine an entire office on 5-Hour Energy. You're going to need a defibrillator in there because somebody's going to just go. Anyways, that's an aside.
But if you're in a factory or in somewhere like that, yeah, I mean, get some guy junked up on four of them and then he's in a press.
Yeah.
Pull!
Exactly. There goes a digit.
Yeah, exactly. I think you have to look at where you need to be and then test out some of those. Sometimes it's very simplistic of just owning spaces and doing... Linking is still very, very, very strong. And those identifiers from the anchor text in a link, where the link authority space is, their activity in the space, linking over to your site in a very creative environment still has a lot of legitimacy. And so from a reputation management standpoint of view, we look at those components and how those should be linked back and forth, the relevancy of that information, and the frequency of updates that are happening across those. We still do some very old-school organic, I should say now, of linking strategies and of content publishing that still is very legitimate and works. So you have to monitor those things, but I guess a lot of times, too, is you get into a situation and environment, these people even ask, you know, how the fuck do I even know what I'm supposed to be looking at? Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know what I don't know to know what I'm doing except for what I'm hearing out there and stuff. And I guess at the end of the day, it's just like somebody going out on a frozen lake. You got to test the ice in different places and walk very, very carefully and look at your surroundings and know what's giving you the positive or negative feedback. Obviously, you fall through. It's not working.
If you die.
So, big brands, trade show, legitimacy, talking about ranking reports. And Mike, what the hell did you even talk about?
SOPA, man.
Oh, SOPA.
SOPA blackout.
What about PIPA?
And PIPA. I actually think PIPA before this week was the most dangerous of the bills. It was just the least talked about.
Well, let's look for an insurgence of those coming back around probably around Christmas time or early 2013. Well, once the elections are over.
PIPA is supposed to be debated January 24th still.
Yeah, well, so let's see what happens with that. I think those guys are going to end up becoming some large financial contributors to this election to get some of that stuff. But now, what's going to happen overseas? I mean, you can't.
Yeah.
And everybody's not going to follow suit, so whatever.
And you can still use an IP address to get around it. Like, if you just type in the IP address, you can get to any blocked website under the rules of SOPA and PIPA.
Yeah, and there's proxies. Mm-hmm. There's so many ways to get all that crap if you really want it. So, anyways, Dario, Say hi to Leary for us when you you guys are out tonight on the town.
Yeah, and I'll be calling you after this for some reputation management based on...
See ya.
Thank you for listening to Trademark Productions weekly podcast radio show. Remember to submit your questions online at tmprod.com and subscribe to our newsletter and on iTunes. No copying of this can be reproduced without permission. Terms apply. Copyright TM Productions 2011. All rights reserved.